This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
JV program. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is at the controls. As usual, you ladies do a great job of mimicking me when I'm not here. I love listening to Jennifer fiddle and fudge with Kara at the controls. It's fabulous being actually in a studio with a microphone and a headset and controls, and I can actually like make this all work. So, but I'm going to step aside because it really is Jennifer's time to shine with whatever the trending story is of this hour, Jen. Jen?
Doug will be along momentarily. That's what I like to say. All right.
Yeah, I was enjoying listening to that.
Jussie Smollett is trending again. That name may not sound familiar. Maybe it does. If you've been following the Empire actor who was allegedly attacked in Chicago a couple of weeks ago, there's been a lot of going back and forth. If you just to recap the story. Jussie Smollett says he was out late at night in Chicago. I think he might have been near a Subway restaurant, he said. Maybe he was going in and out. I don't know. But he said he was attacked by two men who put a noose around his neck, threw some kind of substance on him, really beat the heck out of him. And he ended up getting, he sought medical attention. He got away. He was able to get to his hotel, called the police. He left a noose around his neck, which I think made some people question what had really gone on. When the police got there, they wanted to see his cell phone. He refused to turn over his cell phone. That's been a point of contention between police officers in Chicago and Jussie Smollett, who said, I don't want to turn this over. I'll give you a phone record, but I'm not going to turn over my phone to you. And the police have even come out in what is kind of unusual, saying that they haven't been able to find any footage from street cams of this attack that Jussie Smollett alleges happened several weeks ago. So now, the latest from Page Six is that Jussie Smollett finally provided his phone records to the Chicago Police Department hours after the New York Post had written a big story about the delay and why the delay in turning over these phone records. He said phone records from Jussie's manager were sent to police this week, and Jussie's records were sent over this morning. Both were sent to the chief of staff and the superintendent of police in Chicago, who confirmed the receipt. This is 13 days after the attack, after he said he was a victim of racist and a homophobic attack in Chicago. So now cops are going to be able to look through his cell phone to see what exactly went on to try to create some sort of timeline. But Jussie Smollett said that he is going to figure out who did this to him. He said that this was somebody who said MAGA country as they ran away. But it just seems weird to me, and I'm not questioning his story, because obviously something happened to him. He posted pictures of him looking really beaten up. But it's so strange that the Chicago police are handling it in this way where they have not been able to corroborate the story that Jussie Smollett has told. So maybe the cell phone provides more information for them, because this story certainly has taken a strange twist because they haven't really been able to piece together a timeline yet.
Well, all they have is surveillance photos of two people that they have said are persons of interest. And then they found he had said that they had dumped a substance on him that smelled like bleach. And right. Apparently they found the Chicago police found a bottle near where he was attacked, and they sent it to a lab, and it smells like bleach. So they may have another clue. Maybe there's a fingerprint on there. But I guess the weird thing to me is the show, the Fox studio in Chicago, they had received multiple letters that were sent and addressed to Jussie Smollett. And they were threatening letters. They were laced with powder. It turned out to be Tylenol. But I don't understand why they never warned any of the actors. They never... because Terrence Howard and Taraji Henson, they're on the show, and they both said that they didn't know about the threatening letters until after Jussie was attacked. To me, really? That's a huge liability for the show. How do you not tell your actors, hey, guys, we're getting some threatening letters
here. Death threats, right.
Yeah, be on the lookout, or else maybe he would not have been walking to the subway, and I mean subway shop, not the train. He wouldn't have been walking to a subway shop at 2 in the morning.
Mm-hmm. So bring me up to date on Representative Ilhan Omar. Is that how you pronounce her name? She's one of four Muslim women in Congress who has been asked to apologize for comments that she made that were clearly anti-Semitic. I mean, everybody's so sensitive these days. Sometimes I believe this stuff gets overplayed. But what I saw, what I heard, what I sensed was about the buying of the political lobby or some other thing.
She was insinuating that Israel basically kind of buys its support. She had responded to a tweet from a guy named Glenn Greenwald, who had said, would love to know what Ilhan thinks that, I'm sorry, hang on one second, I'll get the original quote. There it is, Glenn Greenwald. GOP leader Kevin McCarthy threatens punishment for Ilhan Minnesota and at Rashida Tlaib, both of them making comments over their criticisms of Israel. It's stunning how much time U.S. political leaders spend defending a foreign nation, even if it means attacking free speech rights of Americans. She responded, it's all about the Benjamin's baby. She had taken on AIPAC, which is where this all started, and was actually called out by both sides. She, not necessarily by her Democratic colleagues in Congress, but people like Chelsea Clinton went online and said that she was going too far, that there was a line, she had crossed it. A lot of Republicans in the Congress had called for her to apologize. Finally, Nancy Pelosi yesterday, along with leadership in the Democratic-led Congress, said that she needed to come out and say something. So they forced her into an apology. She did. She didn't say it willingly, though.
She didn't say it.
Oh, no.
Geez, I'm really sorry. She just grunted.
Well, I think she knew she'd be in for trouble because she was really condemned. Steny Hoyer, Nancy Pelosi, all the Democratic leadership came together, and they urged her to do something. And so she did. She released a statement saying that anti-Semitism is real, and she talked about being grateful for Jewish allies, et cetera. So she's come out to apologize, but many people believe, well, okay, what's at your heart, and you know, what will this mean for your future record in Congress?
Reading through it, it didn't seem like she was, and maybe I'm totally wrong. It didn't feel like to me that she was trying to be anti-Semitic. I think that she was trying to point out lobbying in Congress, which is a real thing that people are paid by different people to focus on specific issues. And I think that she went about it the wrong way, and we're very, very anti-Semitism is real, and people are get very, very upset by it, which they should. But
the idea is that when you take a Jewish organization and suggest that they're buying American support because it's just politics,
and you're a Muslim,
it's typically wrong. I think from any vessel, from any person, it's wrong because Americans are pro-Israel.
This plays into every bad optic that we have about Muslims, people who don't like Muslims to begin with. The right side of the aisle more than the left, perhaps, in this circumstance, because there is such a strong pro-Israel lobby, and it is more on the right than it is on the left. These days it is, anyway. So in this circumstance, this woman, it just sort of, I was thinking to myself, as I looked earlier this year at who's a member of Congress, how the, you know, women and Muslims and Catholics and Protestants and Jews and all this, you know, they separate their lists of every different group or division. We love to separate ourselves, even though we're one country under God, as they say. But I wondered how long it would take for something like this to blow up before something, whether it is an honest mistake or it isn't. The optics are very bad, and this woman has just played into what you say, these Muslims, you can't trust them. Look at what she said. That's been all the last 24 hours, been all over the place. So she didn't do her religion, she didn't do her place, she didn't do herself any good. Whether it was an innocent mistake or not, everybody deserves another chance, though. So it's done, it's over, let's move on. And if she comes up with some other gaffe like this, then you know where her heart is. But everybody makes one mistake. You give them one mistake. Everybody should have everything. Say what?
Everybody gets a mulligan.
Yeah. Right, exactly. 16 half the hour. This is the DJV program.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at OfficeDepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Now save up to 50% at the Big Chair event. That's up to 50% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 16th, 2019.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Here's some good news for people with a bad back. But first, Purity Products has three important questions for you. Does occasional lower back pain slow you down? Would you like more joint flexibility and less everyday inflammation? Well, if you answered yes, we want to send you a free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. In a 2018 clinical study, people taking two capsules a day of the ultimate lower back relief formula experienced a dramatic reduction in lower back pain and greater joint flexibility, and nearly every single person got benefits. We're not kidding. It's everyday herbal pain relief in a capsule, and it's good for you. And now, it's free. Just pay shipping and call now for your free bottle. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Dial now. 1-800-291-4180. That's 1-800-291-4180. Again, call now. 1-800-291-4180.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, other names in the news on the DJV program. The host of Extra, AJ Calloway, has been suspended. He's another one of these sexual misfits, apparently. Been on the Extra show for quite a long time after several women came forward without. Where have they been, though? Why? What's this? Is this just now? Is he's accused of this, or is he accused of doing it? I see something back in 2006. So where's everybody been?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. But I guess in June, an author and a domestic violence activist, Silly Abrams, she accused AJ Calloway of sexual assault back in 2006. He was arrested at that time, but I guess for whatever reason, the charges didn't stick. So there is some sort of history there, but I don't know if it's enough.
So if this is the accusation, this is from the same period, so why would it stick now if it didn't stick then?
I don't know.
Unless
I don't
the
know.
Atmosphere is different.
Well, he's been suspended at his job, so I guess maybe if that's what she felt was justice for whatever happened to her.
His tweet was, "I was disappointed to read the false allegations about me in the Hollywood Reporter.
Right.
As I have maintained from the beginning, these allegations are not true. When I was first notified about these allegations by law enforcement, I fully cooperated from the beginning." I don't know. This sounds a little fishy to me. 21 after the hour.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
It's music time. It's 23 after the hour on the DJV program. Doug and Jen and Victoria and Kara enjoying the music of Heart. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, Famers, because it's a group and that requires plural, right? Farmers are the Heart group headed back on the road this summer with their Love Live tour, or I guess Love Alive it's called. 39-city tour kicking off July 9th. At the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater in St. Louis. Why do they call it the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater if it's in St. Louis? Why do they call it the St. Louis Casino Amphitheater? Would somebody check into that, please? apparently, yeah. Also going to Chicago, Atlanta, Houston, Denver, and it will actually come here to Los Angeles on September 9th. We're already talking about the end of the summer. Come on. It's wintertime. Ann and Nancy Wilson joined on tour with a really stellar lineup of special guests. Let's see, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Grammy winner Sheryl Crow and Brandi Carlile, too. Nancy Wilson says, quote, "I think this year is a good year to show the collective impact of some of the powerful women in music. We would usually steer clear of the female-centric concept, but in the light of current events, it seems like the right statement at the right time." I don't know about that. Their music has always just been good. There's always room for good music, it would seem. Maybe this underscores some of the themes that...
Well, a lot of women are trying to take women with them on the road, like Carrie Underwood's doing that as well. And because it's hard to have... it's hard, I guess, from what a lot of female musicians have been saying. It's not easy to get on big bills that are run by guys.
Yeah.
They tend to take their guy friends with them on the road.
Yeah, right, exactly. As for the set list... They say it'll be unlike any other Heart tour that has been before. Some of the songs will be classic, of course, but the tour will be a new animal. Tickets for the Love Alive tour are actually going on sale for the general public on Friday at 10 a.m. local time on Live Nation. So you can get screwed by Live Nation again. If you want special guest information, you go to heartmusic.com. All right? Heartmusic.com. Also, musically speaking, at 26 after the hour, Josh Groban announcing a tour for him this summer, the Bridges Tour, kicking off in June. He wrapped up the fall 2018 leg of the Bridges Tour, embarking on another arena tour. His eighth studio album, Bridges, comes out on June 7th. He's set to make stops in Cincinnati, Portland, Santa Barbara. It's a 20-day tour, cities all around the country. And joining him for some of the dates, country singer-songwriter Jennifer Nettles and trumpet player Chris Botti. I don't know much about Chris Botti. Does anybody know anything about Chris
Yeah, he's
Botti?
Really phenomenal. He's played with a lot
for whom
of...
Whom has he played? Is he a
Well,
basketball?
He's his own artist. He sells out
he
on his own shows, yeah.
Oh, he does?
But he's also collaborated. Yeah, he's been around for a while. He's played with Sting, and he's done a lot of collaborations with people who kind of get a little bit
How
into jazz.
How would you characterize Josh Groban's music? In what venue is he most comfortable, would you say? What's his audience? Who's his audience?
I don't really know.
Victoria.
I guess older people. I don't know.
Well, that's what I was thinking. It was
kind of classical, still.
A Bublé? Is he a Bublé sort of performer?
I think there's crossover with that audience. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. All right. Anyway, so he's got sold out performances at Madison Square Garden, let's see here. The tickets are on sale Friday as well, 10 a.m. local time for Josh Groban. I'm trying to remember what he looks like, and I'm not even sure I remember. Does he have a beard?
He's kind of tall and skinny. He sometimes has a beard. He's got black, curly hair. He's kind of a dorky-looking guy with glasses.
A dorky-looking guy with glasses.
Look at how Kara smiles.
He doesn't always.
You can hear the
smile. He's kind of dorky.
He's a little dorky. He's super cute. He's a little dorky.
And what's his face? He's kind of dorky looking, too.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A bipartisan congressional committee announcing late yesterday they've reached a tentative deal on border security that could avert a government shutdown on Friday. President Trump says he doesn't know any specifics about the committee's plan, saying on the sidelines of a campaign rally in El Paso, Texas last night that he still is demanding a wall be built at the border with Mexico. The president also commented on a dueling rally that was being held just a few blocks away from where he was speaking by former Texas Democratic Representative Beto O'Rourke.
Number one, very few people showed up to his rally, and this place is packed with thousands and thousands outside, and I guess he challenged us to an event, so maybe this means he's going to have to drop out of the race because this was not a good situation for him. I don't know why he did it.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let's link us all to the world, shall we? This is the healthiest way for you to start your day or spend time during the day. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to be on the DJV program with the J is for Jennifer Horn, hello, and Victoria Keelan is here, Miss V, and Kara Schillen at the control. All right, so Victoria, bring us around to something that's hot and trendy, will you please?
Yes, well, it's a bit of food news. So the quick and easy foods that Americans love to eat are actually chipping away at our mortality one bite at a time. This is coming from new research. Pardon?
Are you surprised at that?
No, but unfortunately, it's worth talking about because these are the things that, you know, we take for granted. The study, which comes out of France, and it studied like 50,000 people over a long period of time. It's a large-scale study. The study shows that we face a 14% higher risk of early death with each 10% increase in the amount of ultra-processed foods that we eat. So now, ultra-processed foods are categorized as manufactured industrially from multiple ingredients that usually include additives for technological and or cosmetic purposes. This is artificial dyes, artificial flavoring, anything artificial that's in these ultra-processed foods. Now, these are most commonly consumed in the forms of snacks or desserts or ready-to-eat, heat-and-eat meals. Now, this is the consumption of this type of food has really increased over the last few decades. The trend is driving an increase of early deaths, chronic illness, cancer, cardiovascular disease. All of these things are directly related now, according to this study. In the U.S., and this is gross, get ready, 61% of an adult American's total diet comes from ultra-processed foods. Drink that in. And think about how gross that is. 61% of American adults, their total diet comes from ultra-processed foods. In Canada, it's actually 62%. And in the UK, it's 63%. So the American diet, which has spread all throughout Europe and obviously in Canada, where, you know, this is all the stuff, sugar cereals and instant mac and cheese and chicken fingers and all the stuff that, you know, Americans love to eat. This is literally killing us, and
remember,
it's associated with, well, hang on one second. So the one thing that this study pointed out is that ultra-processed food consumption is associated with younger age. So these are younger adults, college kids, high school as well, lower income, lower educational level. If you live alone, you're at a higher susceptibility to this. And if you have a higher BMI and a lower physical activity level, basically you are this statistic. So this should be a wake-up call. Get rid of the processed foods. Enough with the
body
sausage and the bacon and
index.
All that.
Yeah. Well, the thing that is really, this is, and underscores a real problem. A couple of comments. One, I remember when I went to China, the fellow who was my guide used to remind me, he liked reminding me about Western corruption when I saw all of the McDonald's and Kentucky Fried Chicken stores and Burger King everywhere. He called that Western corruption. And it did. It's taken its toll on life spans over there as well. But the real culprit here, as far as I'm concerned, parents and schools who do not educate their children as to what the foibles are in eating this crap. There are very good health education courses that have been prepared by major, major schools, major medical schools, colleges. And they are ignored by many school committees and school jurisdictions because most of the health ed courses have a sex ed component to them. So everybody loses because some loser on a school committee is all got his panties in a knot or a wad over sex education. So we have these really good health ed programs that are necessary go down the drain because of somebody who's warped opinion and ignorant. He didn't know really what's in the course. He just say, oh, sex ed, we're teaching kids how to do it. So that's the end of health ed. And included in the health ed courses are all of the things you just talked about, Victoria. The information
nutritional
is necessary for people to understand what this crap is.
I think we can still choose to teach our kids about sex the way we want to and still have nutrition in schools. I think it's possible. But I would say more than just the education, I think there needs to be a responsibility as well.
Yes.
Because we choose. I mean, think about what you do. Even when you try to do the right thing, when you shop the perimeter at the grocery store, processed foods are just everywhere. So I don't even know if it's a lack of education at this point. I think it's actually a lack of choice, and until we tell people to get back to preparing their own meals, which now we're too busy for, then processed foods are going to be a huge issue. I mean, I take shortcuts all the time. I try not to. I try to cook good, healthful things, but even when you buy rotisserie chicken at the grocery store, that's pumped full of all kinds of stuff. So I don't know. I guess it's hard because we deal with time. We deal with the busy American lifestyle. We don't necessarily take the time. It might be an excuse, but Doug, live my life. I mean, that's the issue.
My life is, you have a generally busy life.
And I would say you are getting a lot of processed foods, too. You go and buy pre-made soups. You go and buy pre-made stuff that you warm up. And so while it might feel like we're doing good things, you and I are both in the same boat, and we're not doing good things.
I have stopped by, I wonder, that's a great reminder for me to look at the labels. I don't buy...
Well, if there's
stuff
a label,
in the can,
it's processed.
But I do buy things that are pre-made, fish soup often, and some of the other veggie or minestrone kind of soups that are in the grocery store that are made supposedly by the grocery store. But you're right. I need to look at the salt content.
The sodium is what I was thinking, too.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, because
if it has a label, if it has a label, it's processed. What you're talking about is actually extremely difficult. It's a difficult choice to make because you really have to commit to it. You have to make everything yourself through whole ingredients. And so if you're buying anything with a label, know that it's been processed in some way.
Yeah, and when we talk about education, you know, and it being in high school or middle school or something like that, it starts way before that. It starts when you're a really, really small child. You know, you talk about Miles and how whenever you visit him, you kind of sneak him out for some ice cream and stuff like that. And I jokingly talk to my parents about how they're, you know, it's their fault that I'm addicted to sugar. But it's true. When you're a really small kid, we've got a cultural issue about what is okay to feed your kids. It's like parents are looked at like they're mean if they don't give their kids any sugar, if they're feeding them vegetables. When, you know, okay, great, you give them snacks when they're a kid, and then you grow up and you become an adult, and that's all you want to eat because that's what tastes delicious and that's what you're addicted to.
That's so true. It's all the thing, too. And you know, when kids, if you're, and none of us are, well, Doug, you're a parent, but your kids are grown up, but none of us are parents. If you're parents of young kids and you work, this is also part of the problem. It's very, very difficult. Imagine, and Jen, I'm going to use you as an example because you have so many jobs and you're so busy. I can't even imagine if you had a toddler that you had to prepare meals for. Where would you even have the time to do that? You know, it's so many parents are stuck in that same situation. And then there's also a cost factor. Buying all organic vegetables and organic fruits and everything, that's wonderful, and that's obviously ideal. But so many parents, they go to Costco and they have to buy the 99-cent frozen pizzas because, you know, they don't have room in the budget for more than that. And that's where we've really gone so far down the rabbit hole with our nutrition in this country. And the childhood obesity is just, it's the next epidemic after the opioid epidemic.
Yep, it sure is. You look at the parents, we've made our point. I want to make one other point when it comes to this particular overview. The things in your home that are making you sick, it's not just food. But there are a lot of things in homes. I just saw a survey done by Sotheby's out here in Los Angeles about homes that are selling. People are asking, why can't I get more? My house is $20,000 less than the guy next door. What's the problem? And you look at the two homes, and they are pretty conventional. But one home has got wall-to-wall carpet that's old and old paint in it, but mostly the wall-to-wall carpet. If you have wall-to-wall carpet, anybody who installs wall-to-wall carpet has got rocks in their head. The stuff that is in the fiber that you smell when you put that stuff down is so toxic. And as life goes on, things that get into those rugs and stay in the rugs because you can't get it out, the stuff that's underneath, there's a latex, the underbelly of the wall-to-wall carpet is a latex sealer. So things, any water that gets underneath it, anything stays there, and it continues to fester and grow. And you had a very interesting segment earlier on about spiders and bugs and stuff. But some of the creepy crawly creatures that get into the rugs and get under the rugs, they are so hazardous to your health. It's become very critical. And these things get so, I see all the ads for Empire. 1-800-EMPIRE, get the new rugs in your home today. They don't tell you that you'll die because they're in your house. But they are bad. Bad, 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 bad. And besides, what's more attractive than looking at a naturally finished wood floor? Maybe you've got a couple of throw rugs or oriental rugs or something down, but carpet, like any wall-to-wall carpet, man, you're just asking for it. All right, there's a word to the wise from Uncle Dougie at 44 after the hour on the DJV show.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at officedepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Now save up to 50% at the Big Chair event. That's up to 50% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 16th, 2019.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track They want you to try it free. That's right, free! The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate lower back relief formula. Yours for the asking at 800-291-4180. Calidrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get the all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at OfficeDepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Now save up to 50% at the Big Chair event. That's up to 50% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 16th, 2019.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's move to the state of California, where I am, at least today. Tomorrow, I'll be back in the cold grass of home. Governor Gavin Newsom, oh, what a great American hero he is, getting ready to withdraw the state's National Guard troops from the border down in Tijuana and remove 360 National Guard members from the border. How's this going over locally, Jennifer?
I don't know that California is dialed into it. I know it doesn't go over with me very well because it's just more evidence that he doesn't care about Californians. He doesn't care about people who elected him to office, about their safety. This is the latest in what California has done to try to benefit illegal criminal aliens and people who are here that aren't doing the right thing. We've already reduced crime. We've made rapes misdemeanors in the state of California, which to me is unforgivable.
Why do women vote
because they're
for
idiots.
People who vote
I'm
for
sorry,
them.
They're idiots and they don't read the research. And they actually voted for it too, by the way. 47 and 57 were propositions that California's voted for to reclassify many violent crimes, including rape, as misdemeanors. It is unbelievably disgusting. They snuck it in. It's just part of one of the, you know, it's part of what they sneak into propositions, but uneducated voters just vote because, and you know, I'm not even going to bag on them so much. It's that you have to really read deeply into a proposition to see what it's about. You can't read the two sentences that are on the ballot, and people don't have the time to do it, and it comes back to get you in the butt all the time. But Gavin Newsom is making a statement against the president. He'd like to probably run against the president in 2020, and so he's moving the National Guard away from the border.
Just a real waste of time. All right, speaking of time, it's 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Doctor, is there a doctor in the house? Yeah, yeah. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here, one of the preeminent stars of the Good Day Health program. Look, a chiropractor here with great advice. There are all kinds of things. Yeah, one of the things that I'm, I guess, most pleased about, Jack, is the kind of things that we can sort of do together. The cooperation between us, the Forbidden Doctor website and me promoting it, and the Good Day Health information that's there. Put all of this together. There's so much at your service stuff available because of us, you and Ken and me and other folks that have a lot of good input. So there's no excuse for people lacking for information. It's just you have to take the time to educate yourself. Because not up to Jack, not up to me, it's not up to Ken, not up to anybody else, but you to know what's going on in your body. That's why you need at least one annual physical. You need to go see somebody who you really trust, who will tell you the truth about what's going on. They won't sugarcoat it. They will say, this is what's going on in your body, and this is what you need to do to take care of it. And if you don't have somebody that is that frank with you, you ought to go find somebody else. I want people to tell me four square what's going on and how to fix it, and I don't want it sugar-coated. I do want sugar, but I don't want my information sugar-coated. Mm. All right, so let's get to what you go ahead.
No, it's just that there's so many voices out there telling you so many different things that you kind of... You know, when you read through something or you look at something, usually you go one of two different directions. There's something inside of you that rings true, and you kind of want to pursue it until somebody comes along and says, oh, you're crazy to think that way. Yet there's something inside of you leading you that direction.
Yeah.
The other reason that you make a decision is so that you look smart to your peers, which is one of the worst reasons in the world to make a decision on something.
Yes, it is. That's true. All right.
So follow that inner voice.
Always trust your instincts and your gut.
Absolutely.
And this is one thing. Isn't a pretty good example of how I have done that. I read a number of years ago about cumin or turmeric. This is something that's become very popular in America and the West, been used by the Indians forever. Because now I'm talking about American Indians. I'm talking about Indians from India as a seasoning. And you wonder why people live so long. There are all kinds of research projects. Now, I saw this same one the other day. I knew you were going to talk about it, Jack. How to, in senses, you know, you think about what goes on in your body. You absorb this stuff into your system. You take supplements like turmeric, and it's the same thing as, I was going to say cannabis. Curcumin and turmeric are the same thing.
Well, yeah, and curcumin is the active aspect of turmeric.
Yeah, all right. So what happens here? When you're using turmeric, there is this study that suggests it's fabulous. Those people who've got type 2 diabetes are worried about it. You use turmeric and you won't have any worries, basically, right?
Well, there's a pretty good study out there right now that shows that people, and it's from the American Diabetic Association, you know, if nothing else, that a lot of people who are considered pre-diabetic, they're starting to have insulin sensitivity, they're putting on weight, they have high levels of insulin in the bloodstream, but not a whole lot of sugar because the body isn't recognizing it. And people who were taking at least 1,000 milligrams of turmeric, curcumin, each day for about 9 months, not a single one of them ever progressed into type 2 diabetes. Whereas over 16% of those in the control group did move into a full-blown type 2 diabetic situation. So with all the great things that turmeric can do for the body, this is one of the more powerful ones. It helps to prevent diabetes.
Well, one of the things that I like that I'm going to tout here a little bit, using turmeric, I think has helped me a lot. I do have too much sugar in my diet, but it doesn't seem to be getting the best of me. And one of the things I think is because of the turmeric. I had my eyes tested the other day, and every year I have the doctor actually take pictures of the back of my eye so they can see what's there, because that's where you can tell whether there's any diabetes, any heart disease, anything. If the pulp in the back of your eye is clear, there's no little bleeding, these little teeny microvessels, and this was magnified like 400 times, so I could see everything going on in my eye. He said, "You have no, your eyes look like your, the back of your eyes look like 20-year-olds," and so I attribute that, frankly, in part to having turmeric or other things that make me, you know, still able to enjoy sugar. Whether that's an excuse or not, I'm not sure, but turmeric, yes, use it. And enjoy the benefits of it. Dr. Jack and...
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.